Sky Radio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala with you. 5:10 on the 1st of March. It's the first of the month and it's the first day back for thousands of students and teachers across the country. Leave inserts being the big one. Some younger ones as well going back. But the fear must have been immense last night.
It must have been very strange. You know, they would have gone home the, whatever day it was before the Christmas holidays, assuming that they were going to be back into the classroom in a couple of weeks' time. And of course, as we know, that didn't transpire. But now, eventually, the phased reopening of schools getting underway today. So we've decided to catch up with Calum Hederman. Calum is a Leave Insert student from Limerick. And I've chatted to him actually a few times over the past few months about different issues affecting Leave Insert students. So, Calum, I say it was a little bit odd, you know, setting the alarm a little bit earlier than usual this morning.
I'm sure it was, Calum.
Definitely, it was a different first day, and I see a few tweets about it from my friends, and I hope it's our last first day back to school, because we've had a few of those over the last few weeks and months. But definitely it was a strange one. I suppose with the high cases and new variants, it was kind of fueled with a bit of anxiety around it as well, and I could see that even today within school and among my friends and even myself. So it was a worrying one, but definitely it was nice to get back to some form of normality with school.
Yeah, you were probably just becoming comfortable with each other in a classroom, and then the variants and Christmas, and that's all she wrote. So there was probably a little bit more of anxiousness and wary of each other again today.
Definitely. I think I can't remember a time when there's been more rumours about where people have been, if there's been house parties, have people been meeting up since probably around first year or second year when we were all at that stage at 13. But definitely, even for myself, I'm a lot more aware of the distance between people around, making sure I'm wearing my mask, and I know everyone else is the same. So I suppose it's really important as well that we all realise that our own actions can have an impact on someone else's lives and their families. So it's really important that we're all conscious. And I think we all work for that, definitely.
Yeah, obviously the personal responsibility side of it is so important. Like you said, you have to keep your distance, you have to be sanitising and all that. But just to talk us through the situation in your school, in terms of like the safety protocols that have been put in place for you when you're back.
Definitely, I have to give a major shout out to our school. They're brilliant. Before there last year, we started renovations and they just finished there over Christmas. So it was really nice. Now we got to settle into new classrooms and everything with more space, more ventilation, and as well the teachers were supporting us to have proper social distancing. So it's definitely as safe as it can be. I don't think it's fair to call schools a safe environment, as they're calling them, but it's definitely as safe as it can be.
Yeah, every precaution is taken, you're right to say.
Exactly.
Not to call it a safe environment, but made as safe as possibly could be in the situation. Was there any fear in your teachers' eyes have been back after so long, looking at you face to face in real life?
Definitely. So I had two free classes today, actually, and our teacher was called in from home, and it was put up on the screen a video call from our teacher. So it was a strange one, us being back in school and some of our teachers not being in. But for the most part, it was quite a good experience. Like, definitely, as we've said multiple times, I know I've said it a lot of times on iRadio as well, is that like in-person teaching could never be replaced by online teaching. So it was definitely nice to get back into the classroom, but you could tell definitely those few awkward silences and the kind of hellos, there was definitely a bit of anxiousness from both students and teachers.
And as well, now obviously you're back in, you're drawn that little bit closer to, if you are choosing the option of sitting written exams and things like that, we are tick-tocking down towards June. Does it help the concentration levels and the motivation levels to actually be able to go into the classroom?
Definitely. It's an absolute game changer. Like, I think we misjudged how much of an effort that students had to make when it came to online schooling. Like, the sole motivation was down to the student to do work. And now within school, I'm not saying those students are lazy, but there's definitely more of an incentive to get involved. And it's more engaging as well, and it's easier to get involved. And you can ask those questions without having to press that big microphone button and talking in front of 30 people that your internet might not be working. Instead, you can just poke your hand and ask the teacher a question. So it's definitely better to be back in the classroom on an educational basis.
Yeah, it's just quicker and slicker and it's instantaneous. It's not 25 seconds lost. Sorry, we didn't hear you. Could you say that again? Oh my God, yeah. Have I said something I shouldn't have? That's all taken out of the equation when you're in a classroom, I suppose.
I like the way you said that, quicker and slicker, definitely. There's no, sorry, miss, my mic isn't working, or, you know, coming up with the issues. It was definitely, look, you know, straight to the point. And yeah, it was helpful. I was definitely nervous over the weekend because, you know, as well with young family members and old family members at home, I was worried that I might bring something back. But look, it's nice to be back in the classroom to even see friends again, you know, because all we have is, you know, Snapchat and Instagram and then the old Zoom class with school. So it was nice to be back to meet them as well and have a few chats, but as well get back and actually get working as we sit. Only a couple of weeks away from the exams.
Well, Caelum, we hope that you stay safe, that everyone in your class and your family stays safe. And, you know, the next countdown now is on towards the Easter holidays. I hope that'll be a well-deserved break for you as well. Caelum Hederman, thank you so much for chatting to us about your latest first day back.
Thank you, Fionnuala and Dave. I really appreciate it.
Got a mila mai agat. I couldn't do learning over Zoom. Just, you feel on edge. And especially when you're meant to speak, I feel anxious. Like, we have meetings here for work, and if someone is speaking or you're asked to speak or talk about something and all you hear is silence coming back because everyone has their mics muted, it's like, did what I say land badly? I don't know. So respect to anyone that has done online learning over the past few months via Zoom, and respect to the teachers and students going back today and over the next few weeks coming.
Yeah, we hope it goes really, really well, and that the phased reopening, because obviously they're going to be reviewing things over, you know, every couple of weeks and seeing how things are going, and that hopefully the phased reopen can continue as planned, because I think it is really important that students and teachers can get back and there'll be some normality. And it really does, like, when we were here, well, a little bit less than a year ago and chatting about how students were affected. Obviously, it was really tough for the Leaving Cert students last year, and not to take away from them. But in a way, it's arguably been tougher for the current Leaving Cert students because they've missed more class time at this stage. There's been more uncertainty and more back and forth. And now they're just trying to keep going, trying to get through the rest of the term. And we wish them well in that.
Last year I was like, class, we are not going back to school. And then things got very real this year. It's like, oh, damn, we have a Leaving Cert and the pandemic is still ongoing. So salute to the work that's been done. Hard enough doing your LC. Throw a pandemic on top. Oh, sure, great crack.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.